This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
All you Wahoos out there, this is a big week. How big is this week?
Very big. Very big. We're going to talk to Billy McMullen here momentarily, but this is certainly maybe the biggest week since 2019, would you say?
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And maybe even bigger than that, because this, you know, that team, they got to the ACC championship game. But
they were all broken up. The whole team was injured.
And Clemson was clearly better than us at the time. This is an opportunity where if we get there, we could win the thing.
Well, we would definitely be in the mix, and we could certainly throw a monkey wrench into Las Vegas's odds, right?
And I just,
Chandler Morris is good enough to, you know, flip the script on so many games. I mean, he's
terrific. And I just think it's a heck of a story. You know, we always talk about the basketball story, the UMBC lost in the national championship. Coach Elliott wins 11 games in 3 years and all of a sudden somehow gets the college football playoff. That could be a movie.
Yes. Well,
what do you think about that, Billy?
You could
be a star in that movie.
Hold on. Let's give him a proper introduction. Our first guest is Billy McMullen, went to Henrico High School, then UVA. And believe it or not, Billy won the Dudley Award.
That's pretty impressive.
And I'll never forget his speech that night and down there at the old James Center.
Convention Center?
God dog it. It doesn't exist anymore. The whatchamacallit club, the downtown club.
It was a Bull and Bear Club, I believe.
No, I don't think it was Bull and Bear. I think it was the downtown club because I remember thinking, that the club was having financial difficulties. And anyway, long story short, you gave a wonderful speech, and I was sitting with a whole bunch of my Wahoo friends, and we got to smile at the Hokie followers there because they did not.
That's right.
They did not have won. They had a large number of people there, and they were angry. Oh, and I want them to be just as angry after this coming Saturday's game. Nothing would make me happier than to fight fire with fire. Let's go beat the Hokies. And as
as their
buddy Paul Collins likes to say, you got to have more hate than they do. And I don't know that I have that much hate, but
well, let's call it passion. We got to have passion and motivation.
How about passion? Ain't got anything to do with this?
Well, you know, you got a lot of passion here. You want to win that game. You got an opportunity to go to the title game. I don't know what more motivation you could want. So, Billy, and the other thing, Billy had 210 catches at UVA. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, we didn't call him glue fingers for nothing.
But at any rate, how did you prepare for a big game, Mr. McMullen?
That's a great question, because in my notes I was just thinking about some of the things that we were going to discuss tonight, and you prepare the same way. Nothing changes. You sort of take every game as a big game. And when the big game rolls around, your energy is heightened, the passion is heightened, but you go through your process for the entire week the same way. A lot of us are pretty superstitious, so we like to have our things a certain way from Tuesday, Wednesday up into the game, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yep.
And so we did our best to just keep things the same. Now, when you're talking about going to a bowl game or maybe even traveling out of town for a big game, it throws a few things off, but you try to keep your regular schedule as much as possible.
Well, let's address that. Here we have game week, and I'm looking at UVA Media Relations sends us this thing every week, Virginia football media schedule, you know, Virginia Tech week. And, you know, they highlight Tuesday, Tony Elliott has his big press conference, and I guarantee you they'll have the largest number of media they've had all year will be at that particular presser to find out about the health of the entire team. Then there will be some student athletes brought up to spend some, 10 minutes with the media, and that's always pretty cool. And then at 1 o'clock, it's interesting, this is not going to happen on Wednesday like it normally does. At 1 o'clock, they're going to have the offensive coordinator, Des Kitchings, and then the defensive coordinator, John Rudzinski. So they've already changed the media schedule. My question to you, Billy, because Thanksgiving falls on Thursday, will the team stay in its entirety in Charlottesville?
Yeah, for this week, they will. You'll do something, knowing Coach Elliott, he'll do something where maybe he allows family to come up if they're in town or someone or another. But I wouldn't see him allowing them to get out of town on Thanksgiving. I wouldn't.
Yes.
That's the thing we sacrificed. I remember we had a bowl game and we all wanted to go home for Christmas, but that wasn't happening. We spent Christmas together.
Yep.
You wouldn't let the team go. That'd probably be the worst thing you can do.
Right.
If anything, invite some of the family up and let them celebrate in one of the dinners or some shape, form, or fashion celebration. But yeah, that's probably the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would. I just thought I'd double check. All right. Walk us through this week and think about the fact that Virginia, holds serve and wins this game at home. And let's face it, Virginia has everything to play for. I think the Hokie players are playing for their jobs next year because
I would agree.
Agree. They've got a new coach now who's been hired, which I thought it was really weird that they announced his signing before the season ended. I thought they would wait till that, this last game, but they didn't.
You want to get on recruitment.
But you have to realize that for the players for Tech, they've got two masters this week. This week they got the coaches on the field and in the locker room and all that stuff. And then they got next year's head coach who takes over on November 30th. So you have to really wonder, does that distract the players in some way, you think?
Let's talk about UVA first. Well,
okay,
let's talk about
ahead.
The series first.
Yes, go
let's
ahead.
Talk about Virginia Tech series.
Okay.
Now we can cut it how we can cut the mustard how we want to cut it. The sandwich.
Right. Yeah.
They're the big brother right now. I mean, they're 25-5 since 1990. I mean, since the last 30 years. That's tough. So we got to knock the big brother out to win this game first and foremost. And we got a lot of guys that are not necessarily they're like implants, you know,
yes.
with the transfer portal. So I think they may approach the game a lot different.
Sure.
It's like, okay, Virginia Tech, we don't know about that rivalry. But guys like me that grew up knowing it and guys probably from the North Carolina area or Maryland area, they sort of knew about this rivalry. So first and foremost, that gives us an advantage. Now on the Virginia Tech side, yeah, for sure, absolutely they're playing for their next coach because he's going to watch this tape because this is probably that biggest game of the year. He's going to watch that tape and see who went and gave their all, who was technically sound, who made plays in a big moment. And yes, they'll be playing for their job in that springtime. So we're going to get the best out of Virginia Tech coming to this game. They're not necessarily playing for their coach now. They're playing for pride, and they're playing for Tony Franklin next year.
But one thing's for certain, this is not a good VPI team. And so it's a little bit different than in the past. In recent years, I think Tech has been down. The end of the Fuentes era, the Brent Pry era, the quality of the football just hadn't been very good, but it hadn't been, you know.
Well, I'll tell you.
It hadn't been bad. I mean, look, VPI year is 2-5 in the conference and 3-8 overall. I mean, that's bad football.
Yeah, well, that's why I brought up the big brother term, because it doesn't matter if the big brother had left the house and he has this poor job. When he comes back in the house, he's like, this is my house, little buddy, and I'm going to take your room. And that's how they approach this. In their mind, they may still think Virginia is Virginia. Now, skill-wise and tech being technically sound and making plays, Virginia Tech, we hadn't seen that this year. But we have to approach it from that standpoint, like, hey, these cats been whooping our butt for a while. And they're still, if we give them early hope and let them get some momentum, it could get bad. We have to put their foot on the next and just knock them out from day one.
I personally don't see that scenario. Here's why. First of all, Virginia has 54 new players. I don't know how many new players VPI has this year, but it has to be a significant number. So for most of the players on the field, this is a new experience. That's number one.
For
number,
sure.
Number two, Virginia has proven that they are a good team, not a great team, but a very good team. 9 wins is not an accident. You can't win 9 football games, particularly beating the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill when they played their best game of the year. That was the best game the Tar Heels played all year, to this point even.
Certainly defensively, that's true.
Virginia was the first team in the conference to beat Louisville, and they did it out there in Kentucky. And that caught everyone that covers ACC media.
In overtime, yep.
Like, nobody saw that coming at all. Virginia obviously beat Florida State before a huge crowd in Scott Stadium and a giant TV audience in a game that had everyone watching because it was tied after the first quarter, at halftime, third quarter, and obviously in regulation. And it took an interception in the end zone with the offensive player climbing on the back of the Virginia defensive back trying to get that ball. It took that good a play at the end to prevent a miracle. My question to you is, with all that said, okay, and Virginia's finally overcoming, I think, you know, the dark shadows caused by the shootings. I think the players are finally moving past that. I'm not saying they don't remember them, and they all go out there every year on the annual event to recognize those three young men. But you know what? I think it's finally in the background. So I think this Virginia team is playing for something new. The Virginia fan base is playing for something new. And Tony Elliott is certainly playing for Coach of the Year. I mean, this is it. He and his staff, they've all been there together for years. Here we go. This is different. I think this game will be hard fought. It'll be tough. But I don't think it'll resemble anything we've seen in 10 years.
You know, I think we're saying the same thing two different ways.
Yes.
Like I said, 54 new players, they don't know much about the rivalry.
Yes.
And we'll get a different Virginia team. But what I was really trying to bring up is Virginia Tech is not scared. they still can say, we know there's coaches, there are people in that program. We got one of our UVA former receivers in that program still that's going to preach of the past. Mm-hmm. He has to find a way to get his team riled up, right? So he's telling them, hey, we rule this series. Now let's go prove it. So they're gonna come out with their best efforts. And mind you, now they had three, maybe even four big runs against Miami. So they did flash some good things. And I'm just saying that's something to be aware of. I'm not saying that we're going to fold as a team on our end, but it's just something very to be aware of. You can't come out and tiptoe in a tap dance. You got to come out and knock them in the mouth.
Well, let's ask you this.
We're the big brother this year.
What do you, Billy McMullen, expect to see happen on Saturday night?
I expect a tight first two quarters. I don't see it as a blowout. I mean, this is still but I believe third, early fourth quarter, we'll blow it open a little wider, probably 14 points. They'll fight a little bit more in the back end in the fourth quarter, but I think we'll finish the game maybe 10 to 14 point win margin. Billy, that's what I believe. But the first quarter is going to be hard for it.
Yep.
And I think just because if we stay technically sound, let Chandler Morris do his thing, because he is the X factor, even though he has only like 2,500 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, he's the X factor. He makes things happen. So by the fourth quarter, it'll be a 10 to 14 point lead where we can, bring that cup home, cup back home.
The Commonwealth Cup, of course, is what he's referring to.
Yeah, Commonwealth Cup.
Billy, in this game, and I in my newsletter, I projected that in the game against Duke, which was a big, big win for the Cavaliers.
Yes.
I thought Des Kitchings used the passing attack to open up the run game. And, it's supposed to be dry on Saturday night. It's supposed to be chilly, but it's supposed to be dry. This could be the same kind of scenario where Tech loads the box and dares Virginia to throw the ball. And the difference is Chandler Morris can throw the football. He's a good passer.
That's right.
And Trell Harris and Cam Courtney and, all the rest of them, I think they're chomping at the bit again. And Sage Ennis, I think they could easily, Cam Ross, I think they can easily burn the Hokies if the Hokies.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Load the box.
They look. That secondary last week looked lost in a couple plays, quite a few plays. And
all right.
I said, well, we have a chance if we could just protect and get that ball out of our hands. We could have a chance to have a big day.
Well, hopefully and I'm sure they do. They realize this is a heck of an opportunity for Virginia football and the program. But Billy, thank you for your time. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. And for everybody else, you're listening to Who's Talking. We're going to have these messages in return with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. thesaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you gotta love the Doors, baby. Believe it or not, one of their first singles and right off the first album. You know, it's amazing. That's a long time ago.
Well, hopefully we will kick down the door on Saturday night and that leads to Charlotte, North Carolina.
The break on through is apropos. I think there have been, you know, easily four or five games in the last 20 where Virginia probably should have found a way. I know that
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The one that I most remember the best, I think, is the year 2018 when Virginia had to play up there and the weather was bad. And Bryce Perkins fumbled a handoff in overtime. And that Virginia team was better than the Hokies. And somehow they gave that thing away in overtime. But the very next year, they came back and won. And that's the last time the Cavs have beaten the Hokies. Tony Elliott has not fared well in this game as a head coach. But
well, this is a new team and a new season.
Hold on. He has much better talent on this team.
Yeah.
And a much better season is in play.
But as Billy was sort of hinting, I mean, the Hokies have had a bad year. 3-8 is not what their standard is. So there's nothing that would make them happier than to come to Charlottesville and spoil the party for the Hoos. So we had just have to be cognizant of
that. Sure, and that's what every underdog says.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not sure that necessarily matches up with the way this season's gone. The Hokies fired their head coach after three games. They've had an interim coach who used to be the Tulsa coach. I think he's done a marvelous job.
Yeah, he's held them together, and they continue to play hard.
They're playing hard.
And Lord, I know they're going to play hard this Saturday.
Right.
That's got to be the expectation.
But you know what? For most of these guys, this has just been a season they hope is ends sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's the one factor that Tech is probably looking at is do we have guys that just want to pack it in and go home at this
right.
stage?
Right, so... You know, are they looking at their guys so intensely this week and during the game that maybe they yank guys out of the game, you know, and put somebody in and the guy just needed a little bit more time to warm up? You know, some guys warm up to the fray and are much better in the second half, but if they're not seeing fire in the belly in the first half, are guys going to get yanked off the field? I think there's a lot to that, and it's going to be interesting to see this game from the perspective of critically analyzing.
We haven't heard yet from Dr. Rawls. You made reference to Cam Robinson. There's some question as to whether or not he's going to play or not.
Well, the rumor is that his hyperextended knee may need more time, and they're going to want him in the ACC championship game. Will he play against the Hokies in really cold weather? I think there's a perfectly good chance they hold him out. He's too good a player. He has NFL aspirations. I wouldn't be terribly surprised. Now, we're going to hear tomorrow from Coach Elliott where he talks about all the players that have been battling injuries, including Cam Ross, who's gotten dinged up a few times. And the ACC didn't throw any of those guys out of the game, by the way. When Cam Ross got hit in the head, did they review that play? I don't think so, and they didn't throw him. They also didn't review when Chandler Morris got hurt against Wake. And I will say this, after looking at the play over and over and over again, I'm convinced more than ever the Wake defensive backs were coached prior to the game to go after Morris low with helmets down because they knew they had a much better chance if it was their only chance to get him out of the game. And
they may have been looking more at the shoulder than they were trying to give him a concussion.
It doesn't matter. They were trying to hurt him. And when players lower their head and come in that quickly, there was no hesitation. Usually when you see a quarterback go into his slide.
And he clearly had gone into the slide. There's no question.
Exactly.
About that.
What you end up seeing is players come up with their hands up to tag the man down. They did not. They came in helmets down. And I don't care what anybody says about that. I know what I saw and what I've seen. And to heck with the ACC referee that's in the booth. Push the button and require that the play be reviewed over and over like they do.
Well, the good news is first downs. He was able to come back and play against Duke and did extraordinarily well. Clearly, Boyd Rawls is probably with a patient or doing surgery or whatever, so he was not able to join us tonight. We'll look forward to having him back in a few weeks. In the meantime, we're going to our bottom of the hour break. We're going to transition or pivot to basketball in the next segment with our friend, Dan Bonner, joining us. Please stay tuned.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-4000. 6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth, a world in motion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicine solutions to improve lives.
Who's Talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Oh, you got to love it. Living in the limelight, baby. And for the Cavaliers, they are in the limelight, number one in the ACC standings in football. And a clear path to the ACC championship game, all they have to do is beat the Hokies. That's not that hard, is it?
It's simple.
It is.
Go out and win the game.
Beat the Hokies, you're in the ACC title game. Same is true of SMU. Everybody else can eat crow. But we're pivoting.
To basketball.
Hubbo loves to do this. He wants to talk hoops.
Bonner doesn't know anything about that funny-looking ball. You know, I often wondered, why do they call that a ball? It's not a ball. Ball is round. Isn't that right, Dan?
Well, I don't think anything is a ball when you bounce it down if you're not sure it's going to bounce back up.
Absolutely. You know, that's why Mr. Bonner was such a fine student at the university. But we should introduce him. He was the 75 co-captain of the basketball team under Coach Holland. He was the women's coach for two seasons. Got the job on my recommendation, by the way. You know,
if he'd found out what the women, female and male coaches are making coaching women's basketball today, he might have hung in there a little longer.
He'd give up broadcasting and go back to the bench. But but he's been doing commentary analysis for men's basketball.
30 years?
More than that, I think. How long, Dan?
Well, guys, you're going to make me feel very old, but is my 46th year.
46?
Doing television.
Wow.
Oh, stop it.
And I did Virginia radio for 2 years before that.
So, you know, Hobbo and I hereby offer you, I don't know when you're going to be in Richmond next, but we would like to take you out to dinner and celebrate that. That is a remarkable record. I mean, I had no idea it was that long.
You know, dinner, nothing. We can't afford dinner. We'll take him out to lunch.
No, we'll take him out to dinner. Come on. I'll find the money. Listen, Hobbo is such a tightwad.
He'll take you out to CCV. Very nice. But anyway, let's talk a little basketball. I was a little upset yesterday. I know you watched, you did one of the Virginia games from JPJ. I can't remember which one, so you've seen him in person. I'm a little worried about the way they guard people, or I should say the way they don't guard people. what's going on with Virginia defensively, Dan?
Well, Hob, I think that Virginia people have a little bit different idea about how most people guard. You know, over the last 14, 15 years, it's been, Tony Bennett was one of the best defensive coaches ever. And the whole thing is, Ryan Odom came from VCU, and VCU was number 9.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes,
they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In scoring defense last year. So Ryan Odom and his staff can teach defense. And, you know, it's Paul Hatcher, the late basketball coach over here in the Valley at what was then Robert E. Lee High School, was the winningest all-time coach in the history of Virginia high school athletics. He once told me that if you held somebody to 40, you only had to get 41 to beat them. And I said, yes, Paul, but if you get 90, they got to get 91 to beat you. And so there's two different ways to go about it. And so Virginia plays at a faster pace. There's going to be more points scored in the game. And, you know, so I don't think there's anything wrong with their defense. The whole thing is a combination of offense and defense. And if you're going to give up 80, you got to get 81.
Well, you're right. You can hold somebody, which was sort of the Bennett philosophy. Or you can try to outscore people, and clearly they're more leaning toward the outscore people, and that was certainly the way I was brought up through high school. But the one thing about it, you got to make free throws and make shots, which they didn't do particularly well yesterday. I did look at the stat sheet over the weekend, Friday and Sunday. They were 13 for 51 from three. So they got, you know, Coach Bennett used to talk about the fact that he had a lot of takers. He wasn't sure how many makers he had. So over the weekend, Virginia had takers but not makers. So they're certainly going to have to clean that up a little bit if they're going to try to outscore people.
Yeah, they had enough makers against Northwestern. You know, the problem, if you're going to play the style Virginia plays, is that you can't, and they emphasize three-point shooting. They brought in a lot of three-point shooters. If you're going to go as they did against Butler, if you're going to go 7 for 15 from the free throw line and shoot under 30% from three, then that's not a formula for success. You know, I'm really curious as to why they're such bad free throw shooters. There's nothing in the stats from these guys from the other places they came from that indicate they're bad free throw shooters. So it's still early in the season, and you know, they've got some tough games coming up, and it's very important, as has been established very clearly over the last 5 or 6 years, what you do in the non-conference portion of the schedule basically sets the tone for you for the entire year.
Yeah, now you mentioned Northwestern. On Friday, they were 30 for 36 at the free throw line, which is a lot of attempts, but a good percentage, and that's probably why they won the game against Northwestern. So the ACC, Duke looks to be the clear class of the league. How do you break down the ACC early in the season?
The ACC's got four ranked teams. Well, they won't after today because North Carolina State got blasted by Seton Hall. But coming into the day today, the ACC had four ranked teams: Duke, North Carolina, North Carolina State, and Louisville. And I think that those teams, everybody thinks that they'll be the best teams, and I think right at the moment they probably are. I saw Duke twice over the weekend, and of course their competition wasn't anything to write home about, but they looked very, very good to me. They move the ball well, they move players well, they make shots. North Carolina has had a couple of very impressive wins. The Trimble kid is hurt at the moment, and so hopefully for the Tar Heels, he can get back. North Carolina State, you know, they've got 10 new guys and guys who played very well at other places. And then Louisville, you know, they ran up and down and shot threes last year and didn't make very many of them. And this year they got more guys who can make threes. So I think that those are probably the teams to beat. I think Virginia slides right in there into the second tier. I think this Cavalier team has an awful lot of possibilities. And the goal, you know, has to be to get back to the NCAA tournament, and I think this team has a very good chance to do that.
Do you see a sleeper or two in the bottom half of the ACC?
Well, you know, there's some funny things. Nobody gives Brad Brownell at Clemson a lot of credit, and even though his people change, they tend to do very well. They had a big win against Georgia. It's very amusing that Luke Laux, the new guy at Florida State, his goal is to be the leading scoring team in the country. They took 49 threes in their last game. So they're going to be running up and down. And, you know, SMU has a, you know, has some returning players who are very good. I think SMU is going to have a really good season. It's the ACC is much better overall this year than it was last year. And they've won, they've been more successful this year than last year so far against the major conference teams, although they still have an overall losing record. And they're all going to play in the ACC-SEC Challenge. I think that's going to be important. They all have big games coming up. You know, Duke, for example, five of their next six games are against ranked opponents. So the success of a team like Duke, the success of Virginia, the success of any of the ACC schools against these power conference non-conference games against power conference teams is going to be extremely important to everybody in the ACC.
Dan, looking at the Virginia schedule, Virginia plays Texas this year away. They play Dayton in Charlotte the day of the ACC championship game for football. And then they play on December 20th, they play Maryland. So there are some opportunities for Virginia to, you know, grab the attention of the national pollsters and all that. How important do you view the polls today as compared to yesteryear? Because my hunch is they're more important now than they ever were.
Frank, I would argue with you. I would say that they're basically meaningless. A poll is the opinion, and that's fine. So there's ranked teams, and nobody's talking about it yet, but very soon we are going to be talking about it. The only poll that makes any difference is that doggone net.
Yes.
And that's, you know, and it's not your number in the net. You know, it doesn't make any difference what you are. The important thing is what your opponent is, and we're going to get down to, it's not going to be very long before we're going to start talking about quad one wins and quad two wins, and do you have any quad four losses, and that kind of thing. And so that is the important poll. Right. And how you perform, Duke, for example, and the net isn't out yet, but Duke, for example, won two games this weekend. One, they won by 58 points, and the other one, you know, yesterday was 48 or something. And so the way the net works, even though they played teams that aren't very good teams, or at least are not on the level of Duke, they'll be very good in their own conference. Duke in the net, that would be a really great thing for Duke, because the basic, the most important factor in the net, no matter what anybody tells you, is that measurement offensive efficiency minus defensive efficiency, and you can dress that up any way you want to. That's the score. So if you've come up with a game where you have a tremendous margin of victory, or you're involved in a game that you lose by a lot, then that really affects your net either positively or negatively. And once you get into conference play, there's not much you can do about your net. That was why the SEC was so good last year, because they performed so well in the non-conference. Now, once they started conference play, everybody had a really good net. And because everybody had a really good net, then they didn't lose much ground if they lost games. Whereas in the ACC, we had teams that were like in the 300 of the net, and that, if you have to play them, you lose ground even if you win. So the non-conference portion of the schedule is extremely important to set the table. And so Virginia's got to play well. You know, they got Texas and Maryland. Those are two games that are very important in this whole factoring thing. And they're important not only for Virginia, they're important for everybody in the ACC.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm a big fan of getting credit for running up the score on a lesser opponent. I know that's how it works. But
that's the reality.
And yeah, but it's not real sportsmanship.
I think Dan has made a brilliant point. Dan,
since when? When has Dan Bonner ever made a brilliant? I'm just
every once in a while, you know, blind squirrel.
Well, that's it.
Come on.
Hobbo, he's not a rookie anymore on
the team. No. I know. Right. I've said many times he's an intellectual giant.
So when Virginia plays Queens and JPJ later this month, they need to put 40-point win on them. I mean, do the coaches talk this up now? I mean.
Well, the coaches all know this. I mean, the example that I use all the time was 2 years ago. It was Iowa State. That Iowa State, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but Brad Brownell put me onto this, and I actually did the research on it. And for their 9 non-conference games, Iowa State only played one team that had a net that was better. Then I guess they played 2 teams that had a net that was better than 200.
Yeah.
And all these games, their margin of victory was like 40 points. And so their record in their 9 non-conference games was like 7-2. But when the net came out, their net was 9. And they hadn't played anybody.
Wow.
But their net was 9. And so when they start conference play, and everybody else in the Big 12 did the same thing, so when you start conference play like that, then everything's okay. And coaches know that one way to do this is you play a lot of really bad teams and you run up the score.
Well,
the danger is if you play those really bad teams and, you know, you don't run up the score for whatever reason you can't, or you, for heaven's sakes, for, you know, God forbid, you lose one of those games, then you're, you know, the wheels are off the cart very early.
Yeah, that's the bad loss that can keep you from getting a bid to the NCAA tournament.
You know, the system is a system. That doesn't necessarily mean Hobbo agrees with it. But we'll get out your calculator. We'll have you back later in the season, and you can crunch the numbers for us. We'll need that kind of help. At any rate, Dan, be safe in your travels, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
Frank Hobb, thanks very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
All right, we'll be back after these messages, taking a look at the upcoming weekend's football schedule as well as some Olympic news. And I think we're going to have Dr. Boyd Rawls on briefly.
For a cameo.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer, you're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
All right, we're back, and that's the music that'll be playing out of the speakers for the Hokies as they leave Scott Stadium on Saturday night, moping about...
Let's hope.
I'm not hoping.
There's always hope.
I've already made the prediction, 24-13 Cavs win. I've already put that in the newsletter, remember?
Well, that's good, because it's going to be cold. I don't have to go now. I already know the final score.
Well, you better cheer.
Hey, there's one thing I wanted to mention.
Go
for it. Since we don't do this... The UVA Club of Richmond.
Yay! You remember this time?
The Hula Day Party will be Wednesday, December 3rd at the Tobacco Company. Very nice location downtown.
That's nice.
6 to 9 p.m. So if you're interested, reach out to the UVA Club of Richmond and get some tickets and go and have a good time. Celebrate the holidays with fellow Hoos.
They always do a great job. I think just before we go into everything else, Cavaliers are favored by 10.5 points, and they're predicting the over-under, I think, is 52.5, I believe.
Well, your score could be accurate, because it always blows my mind how close those spreads are to the final score.
Right.
But so you're predicting an 11-point game, the spread's 10.5. That's
well, if Virginia,
reasonable.
If and when the Cavs cover, that'll make me look good. But I'm pretty close on the Cavaliers. Because I study so much about the team. Cam Robinson is day-to-day with a hyperextended knee that he suffered down there. It wasn't against Duke. Who was it? It was against Wake, wasn't it?
It may have been Duke. I think he went out of the Duke game and then tried to come back.
Yes. He did try to come back. And then
he went out for good.
Yeah. We hope that he's going to be okay. I'm hearing good things about the Virginia offensive linemen getting healthier, and Chandler Morris is feeling better. So,
speaking of Cam Robinson, I think we got Dr. Rawls on the line now for a quick Ortho Virginia injury report. Hey, Boyd, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, glad you could make it tonight. I know you're saving one wrist at a time there.
That's right, one finger at a time.
So Devin Tillis, Virginia's basketball player, he plays forward for the Cavs, came all the way across the country to play in the ACC. He has been out, and the word that I had was he had a meniscus issue.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard anything from Jody Smith. Jody usually has some secret
pipeline. I haven't. Jody's usually got the intel, for sure.
But have you heard? What have you heard? He played against
Butler.
Butler, and I don't know that he did anything more than run up and down the court a little bit.
He played 10 minutes. 10 yeah, minutes, 14 not seconds.
Yeah. Not too bad.
But we're glad that he...
Well, Boyd, what do you think? And I know the knee is not your specialty, but a meniscus, he must not have torn it or else he wouldn't be coming back that fast. Yeah. So what do you do to a meniscus?
I mean, those things are a real spectrum of injury, really. I mean, the meniscus is basically a little, you know, kind of relatively stiff bumper of cartilage, you know, on either side of the knee. And it sort of ranges from substantial tears that cause locking and catching, and sometimes they're sort of permanently locked.
Ouch.
You know, just something that's more, you know, with sort of just kind of a medial or sort of inside or outside, you know, knee pain. And of course, these guys up there are, you know, have direct access to fairly prompt MRIs, you know, to really help that decision making for him. So if he's been playing, it doesn't sound like it's something that's headed for the operating room.
Well, this was the first game that Tillis played this season, so it was game six. All right, Cam Robinson hyperextended his knee a few weeks back, and there's a lot of worry about his availability. And I've heard rumors that they were going to sit him down for this game coming up, but make him available for the ACC championship game. What have you heard, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, what an athlete, by the way.
Number five.
Oh my gosh!
Maybe one of the top four athletes on the entire team. So
yeah, it's somebody we, you know, could use him this week, obviously, you know, but certainly if we make it as far, if we're lucky to make it as far as the ACC championship, I mean, but anyway, I haven't heard much on his end. Those hyperextension injuries can be, you know, kind of a bad capsular injury. Sometimes there's a little bit of involvement of the PCL, sort of the sister of the ACL. That's not something that's a lot of times surgical, but, you know, they're probably getting him stretched out and, you know, rehabbing him and, you know, kind of getting this, you know, swelling and everything under control, and, you know, hopefully they'll get him back soon.
Good, good. All right, we have got only a minute to go. We need to run through the upcoming schedule of the ACC. Number four, Georgia, is at number 23, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is getting 13.5 points. SMU is at Cal, and they're heavy favorites. Cal's getting 13.5 points as well. Have to cheer for Georgia Tech and SMU. SMU wins, they're in. BPI is at UVA. UVA's favored by 10.5 points. UVA needs to win the game to face SMU, assuming SMU wins.
It's a big Saturday night in Charlottesville, probably going to be in the 30s, so wear a jacket.
Go Hoos!
That's it. It's all over. Who's talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.